Some of you might know I've spent the last 3 months at the North American College in Rome. I was a visiting scholar there, and I gave lectures to the community. I came home just a few days ago, and one reason I came home at this time was to be present in Chicago for the priesthood ordination. It took place on May the 22nd, and 14 men were ordained, all of whom I taught at the seminary. And now maybe it's just because I'm getting older. This year is my 24th anniversary as a priest. But I just sort of feel the need to offer some advice to these young priests, as though they haven't heard enough from me from the classroom. All priests are shaped by the time in which they come of age, and this generation of priests, it will be shaped very much by the long Lent of the clerical sex abuse scandal. This generation of priests will be subject to a scrutiny that probably no other generation has been subject to. When I was ordained, so 24 years ago, the great concern of our teachers and mentors was clericalism, that we would seize at all the perks and privileges of being a priest, that we'd look to a society that held us in excessively high esteem. Well, I don't think that's going to be the problem of this present generation. My fear is they might be concerned about appearing publicly as priests, wearing their Roman collars. They might be concerned about ministering at all to children, because now they're under such careful scrutiny. But here's my advice to these fellows just ordained, all the priests being ordained this time of year. Seize the moment. I think this really is your moment. Now, how come? I think especially now, and especially you, have to live your priesthood in an integral and dynamic way. Especially now, you have to live your priesthood dedicated to prayer, both public and private. You've got to live your priesthood focused on preaching with enormous energy and panache. You've got to live your priesthood knowing that you're a priest when people can see you, you're a priest when only God can see you. Live your priesthood in such a way that you love your people as richly and passionately as parents love their children. Even though it's unfair, see, because you're not responsible for this mess, but you've got to bear a lot of the burden of the mess. But actually, it's not a burden. It's a great opportunity for you to exemplify the very best of the priesthood. So I think that's the call of this time, and it's the great opportunity of this time. Be strong and holy priests. The church needs it. The wider society needs it. And I think it's the great call of your generation. Something now maybe on a more positive note, a little lighter note, is your generation is the one that's marked by this revolution in communications technology. I think back, when I became a priest 24 years ago, certainly in the years prior to that, cutting-edge communication technology meant radio, telephone, and television, I suppose. When I was a freshman at Notre Dame University in 1977, we had a class in math, and part of that class was a computer segment. And I remember the teacher taking us to this huge room that was filled with consoles and machines the size of small automobiles. And that was the computer that we were working on. It was just comical now. I mean, you think of what's happened in the meantime. Now you have means of communication that would have boggled the minds of Billy Graham or Fulton Sheen. Now you've got iPods and iPads and email and internet and podcasting and all these means to communicate. And priests are in the communication business. Vatican Council II said the primum officium, first office of the priest, is to proclaim the word. Jesus said, go and teach all nations. Well, see, we now have a capacity to do that the way no previous generation had. And you, the present generation of priests, have come of age knowing all this technology. So I would say again here, seize the moment. Without having to buy radio time or television time, you can start a website and have immediately access to the whole world 24/7. Get on YouTube. Start podcasting your sermons. Get a website. take advantage of this enormous revolution in technology, which can help proclaim the gospel. I know a lot of people are down on the new communications technology that's been used in bad ways. Well, sure it has. Everything's used in bad ways by people who are sinners. But what you should do is sanctify these means. You should use them for the sake of the gospel. So I'd say in conclusion, it might strike people as weird, it's odd to say, but I think this is a great time to be a priest. When you look at other times in history when there were enormous challenges and enormous opportunities, that's when the great saints emerged. When the church was under threat, it was under the gun, when there was corruption, there was darkness, there was failure, and when there were great positive opportunities. Those are the times that call forth the saints. That's my advice to you, is be a great priest. Be a holy priest. Be a saintly priest. This is your time.